Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough with me, your radio talk show host, Dr. Beverly L. Swanson. A talk show of real people with real stories, real testimonies that will inspire you and me to moving forward into our breakthrough. So glad to have you today. Now we're going to move forward to inspiration, empowerment, and breakthrough with Dr. Beverly L. Swanson.
Welcome again to Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough. I am your radio talk show host, Dr. Beverly L. Swanson of Eagle Wings. Now, Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough is a live talk show where real people share real stories of great trials, great faith, and great victories. Now, I am always excited to meet with you weekly, and today is no different. Now, whether we are discussing one's business, ministry, or sharing a personal life experience, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, has a story of perseverance, determination, and faith brought them talent that brought them through and to a life of changing victory, a life-changing victory. Now, why do I do this? Well, because I want all to know that you're not alone in your circumstances. Many of us have been where you may be today. Now, our stories are given value. They're given value when shared and guaranteed to inspire you and empower you until you receive your breakthrough. Now, if you have a question for my guest while on the air, you can call in on the guest line. That number is 347-202-0120. Follow the prompts to speak with the host. Now, I would like very much to take this time to share with you a little bit about our guest today. First of all, his name. His name is Stephen Eric Connor. Now, you may have read in the episode information about Stephen, my featured guest, but he is a communication expert, ladies and gentlemen. He's an international life coach, a train the trainer. He's a philanthropist and founder of Unconditional Self-Empowerment. Now, for more than 26 years, he has been enlightening thousands by teaching the science and power of communication. Now, Stephen was selected specifically to create sales and training curriculum for a national company with more than 60,000 business clients. Now, our guest is a specialist in using the timeless teaching and wisdom of the Enneagram, 2,500 years old, ladies and gentlemen, a personality and communication system for connecting three things: self-awareness, intention, and desired outcomes. He is the creator of personality intelligence, which we will talk about today. He's a writer and a journalist since the age of 16. Now, Stephen is one of the most influential communicators in the world, and he truly touches the heart and souls of his audience and clients, regardless of the culture, their age, or previous life experiences. I am truly delighted to welcome our guest in the studio today, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Eric Connor. Stephen, are you in the studio?
I absolutely am. I'm delighted to be here.
Oh, we are thrilled to have you. So excited to have you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You know, I've been thinking about this for quite some time since we had our initial conversation about sharing just parts of the wisdom and the things that we experience in life that are sometimes just maybe a light on the pathway for other people to see that might help them as well.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, as I stated not long to you ago, that many today are starting businesses. They're taking that plunge. They're going for gusto, and they're starting new businesses. A lot of them are online, so this is the perfect time to have you on. And first of all, I wanted to ask you if you could explain to our audience, what do you mean by science of communication?
Well, you know, I had an opportunity, and just maybe share a little bit about my background and how I got to that is I looked at the power and the science of communication. And, you know, everything that we learned, Beverly, in school from the time we were kids, when you were a little girl, for example, you were either a good girl or a bad girl. You got good grades, bad grades. If you had a job, you got a good review or a bad review. But everything that I saw was all relative and based on behavior. But I was never taught who I am. And I was 42 years old as a division vice president of a national company where there's seven of us running about 130 offices. And I was at the pinnacle of my career, thought I had accomplished so many different things. And I was invited to speak at a meeting in San Diego. And when I got there, I was told I wasn't going to be speaking because the senior VP brought in someone else that was going to talk to us about the Enneagram. And I was like, the Ennea what? I had no idea what that was. I said, what is it? And they said it was human development. So that intrigued me because that was been my quest from early on. But really the part of the power and the science was I discovered that this particular tool is 2,500 years old. This so old, there wasn't any other assessments around at that time. And so that, for me, it sounded and felt more spiritually aligning if I could understand the energy of it. So when I talk about the science, you know, long way to answer that, it really is a science because it's been around. I mean, going back in to the days of, it's got roots in Babylon, going back to the Tibetan days. I mean, it's now becoming more prevalent and prominent in the work environment now because everything we do in life, I mean, think about your show here today, everything we do in life has to do with communication. If we don't communicate,
right,
nothing happens.
Right, right. You know, I like what you said when you said that everything that we had been targeted on, if you will, noticed by, was based on behavior and not who we are. This is so important today. Even in the school system, Stephen, many teachers are judging students by their behavior instead of who they are. My own son experienced this. My own son was very creative. His mind traveled very, very quickly. And so he was able to grasp things so much quicker than the other students, and then he was no longer interested. So instead of them looking at who he was, they looked at his behavior because he became disinterested and he started to do his own thing. For years he was labeled, and I worked diligently that he would not be. So in his mind, he had the mind of an entrepreneur. He had the mind of a leader. But in his school, they wanted him to fit in. So not for who he was, but his behavior was he judged.
Well, now think about this. If we go a little bit deeper on that, you're absolutely right. From a school's perspective, a school is graded or rated, if you will, based on their academic excellence. And now break it down one more level to the teachers out there. And a teacher wants to have, obviously, all their students get great grades and be told what a great teacher they are and pass everybody through. So if a student appears perceptionally not to be engaged anymore, oh, my God, the teacher's now taking it personal. What's the school going to do? You're going to bring down our average. It has nothing to do with the student. That, to me, is founded by fear. And that's fear from the teacher and fear from the school.
Yes, exactly. And I'm so glad that you're bringing this up. because it is imperative as a parent that we recognize the strengths, the gifts within our children so that we can nourish that, feed that, and continue to build them up mentally, emotionally, so that they can be the leaders that they're supposed to be, the creative people, the successors that they're supposed to be. We cannot rely on our school systems and wait for them to change. We have a responsibility as a parent to connect and learn more, just like connecting with this broadcast today and listening to Stephen and getting those nuggets that you will not only apply in your jobs or even in your businesses, but in your family as well. Wouldn't you say, Stephen?
Absolutely. And I want to talk more in a little bit about, you said the buzzword connect. And there's two other things that happen before we actually connect. But I want to, we talked about fear, and I want to share an acronym with you on that really helped me see fear in a different way. If you look at the word itself, F-E-A-R is face everything and rise. I don't need to be afraid of what's going on with this. I need to face it and understand who I am. And that there's nobody in the world that was ever created like me in my DNA and who I am. So if I was a portrait, I'd be one of one. How is that wrong? And to step into who you really are.
And that is exactly right. How is that wrong? How can that possibly be wrong? He is so on target. Ladies and gentlemen, there are no two people in the entire universe dead or alive today that have the same fingerprints. That's how unique we are as an individual. So I am believing, and you can tell me what you think, Stephen, I am believing if we don't achieve all that we are destined to achieve, then there is a void. There is a void on this planet because we are unique in ourselves.
Yeah, as a play on words as a writer, I'm going to interchange a different word from achieve to just be.
Just
because if I understand who I am being, there's not much that I can't achieve. So I want to go deeper to the being. And in fact, I wrote something not long ago. It was a little three bullet points under, we are who we think we are. And here's what I meant by that. Our thoughts determine or influence our actions, behavior, whereby controlling much of our life. Wherever our attention goes, our energy follows. And as a human being, we are created of energy, God's energy. And when, so I really want to look at myself first, who's that man in the mirror, so to speak, of how am I showing up in my work, my family, and my community. And if I had nothing that could keep me from being who I really wanted to be, is that the guy that I'm looking at right now and how he's showing up? And if it's not, then my question for transformation, what's a better thought? Let's go back to the beginning. And so
it's a constant self-analysis. It's a constant self-awareness is what I'm hearing you saying, yes?
Absolutely. Because the thought is where we can be conditioned. You're so right that nobody has our fingerprints. But we can be conditioned and corralled, if you will, based on how people can influence or someone even manipulate in a more controlling way the thought pattern. And if I may share this on that note, is that I did a workshop recently, and I said, by show of hands, has anybody in the audience ever had someone mess with your head? And I was pointing to my head. I said, mentally, and they said yes. I said, by show of hands, has anyone ever messed with you emotionally? And I put my hand on my chest. And they said yes. Mm. I said, the thing when you look at that is that when we are just mental or emotional, in this case we're talking about thoughts a moment ago, but if we're just mental or emotional by itself, we're out of alignment with who we were created to be. And when you got the mental and the emotional, one starts with an M, the other one with an E, you bring them together, you got me, and you can't mess with me.
Ah, that is powerful. Zero in on that, please, so that they truly understand what you just said.
So when you look at the mental side, for example, we have to look at what influence is. And I think anybody listening today, and I'll use you for example, Have you ever been to a movie that really moved you and you had to tell a friend, oh my God, you've got to see that movie?
Yes, absolutely.
That's called influence. And if I look at, and I say, man, Dr. Beverly told me that, you know, I need to see that movie, man, I got to go see that movie. So if I get into that place of influence, and we all have influence, and so I want to look at that piece right there, is that I created something in what I call the circles of influence. And here's what I want people to see with that, because this also can control the thought. So the mental and the emotional is that if I work on me and I'm really feeling good about me, the next layer outside of me, because the only person inside my skin is me and God. I love my kids. I love my family. And on the next layer outside of me, I want to look at who are the five most influential people in my life. In other words, who do I spend the majority of my time and or thoughts with? And I had somebody ask me once, they said, Stephen, do they have to be alive? And the answer is no. I think about my grandfather all the time. And so when I look at those five people, then I heard somebody say back when I was in my 20s, they said, you know, 5 years from now, you become the sum total of the five key people in your life. And I went, wait a minute now. Let me look at these five people a little closer. Okay,
yeah.
He's out, she's out, and he ain't going to make it. And there's no judgment, but they weren't going in the direction that I was being called to. And so that in itself is powerful. If I'm working on me and I've got people around me that are just draining my energy with negative thoughts, I'm very vulnerable. But here's where you get even more powerful with the influence is that, so if you look at who's on your list and then ask yourself, what are they doing to you? And then take it to another level and say, whose list might you be on and what are you doing to them? How are you influencing them? And for me, if I may, I'll share another acronym. So on a soul level, is that if I look at the word soul, in my new book I'm writing now called Personality Intelligence, I have a few of these acronyms. And soul, S-O-U-L, is the spirit of unconditional love. So if I know that my influence of other people is I got to first make sure that I'm full of love, because if I'm not full of love, I don't have a lot of love to share. And for people listening in today, here's something I want you to pay attention to as far as taking things personal, whether it's on the business side, because I was in 100% commission sales and training for 18 years. And, so there's a lot of rejection perceptionally. But so we want to look at how, the spirit of unconditional love is that when people are hurting, if you write on a piece of paper, hurt people, and then right underneath mm-hmm. that, write this. Hurt people, because hurt people hurt people. What else are they going to
yeah.
do? Even if I had a puppy, if my puppy's hurt and I step on his paw and it's hurt, he's going to snip at me.
Right.
So going back into the mind of the mental and emotional, who am I allowing to influence me and determine how my day might turn out? And I want to really guard that. I don't want to be an emotional wreck. I don't want to be totally in my head, which is what most people are. But really have an alignment. And if I may also, I'll share, I think you and I talked about this the first time we were on the phone. In the same class I was in, I said, if you point to your head and your heart again, I said, put my mm-hmm. hand on my chest, and I said, it's more important for me in my journey in this life, having been an entrepreneur since I was 25 years old, that I want to follow my intuition. And if I put my hand on my chest and point in, I got to go in, and the tuition was already paid. So my intuition,
wow.
If I don't follow my intuition, I point to my head, I get stuck in the institution.
Wow, Stephen. Wow.
So the intuition is that spirit of unconditional love is the soul and the intuition. If I'm full, whatever I have an abundance of is what I have that I can share with other people. So the key is how am I showing up? Am I healthy? And if I am, then nobody can really hurt me anyway. I'm good.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining the broadcast of Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough, our special featured guest in the studio is Stephen Eric Connor. but personality, intelligence, evolution of emotional intelligence. Now, again, Stephen is a gifted communication expert. He's an international life coach, trained the trainer, author, a philanthropist, and he's the founder of Unconditional Self-Empowerment. Now, I must tell you, everything that he's sharing with us so far aligns up with the Word of God. It's just amazing how he has taken the Word and he has put it into proper alignment to have an effective and successful business. It's so important that we listen to what he's saying, because business is a ministry and ministry is a business. We have to learn how to use the Word so that it is advantageous to us within our business sector and in our personal lives, period, with communication. This is the world that we live in. In order for us to dominate that world, we have to be able to use the gifts and the power of communication that has been destined to us. And that's exactly what Stephen is sharing with us this morning. Stephen, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned that the five most influential people in your life. Now, do you think that these people can change as we migrate forward? Or do you think that if they're that influential to us, then they should constantly stay with us?
I believe that they can change, because if I look at the way that I can look back as a writer and look at how I wrote when I was 30, when I was 40, when I was 50, and even today, I look at my voice in writing even changed. So I stayed the same. So when I talk about the nine personalities of this Enneagram as a tool, people ask me, you know, I've worked with children, I've worked with businesses and Fortune 500 companies, I mean, couples, you name it. They said, could your personality type change? And really, the energy in who you are does not change, but it does evolve.
Yes.
So the evolving is, it's just like when you're reading a book. If I read chapter one and I'm on chapter six, I don't need to go back to one. I already read that chapter.
Right.
So the people that might be influenced in this chapter of my journey, they could change because, number one, they could have changed direction and where they needed to be. The relationship could have somewhat taken a turn in different directions. Or, you know, we grow in our own direction. So it could be a number of things. But, you know, one of the things, Beverly, that I grew up with was a lot of prejudice and judgment. And one thing I want to share with you, because the key word in my life was transformation. So as a little kid growing up in Ohio, I heard racial names and a number of things, you know, all through school and as an athlete, and it was hurtful. But, you know, my mom asked, it was in the second grade, she said, "Are you that?" And I said, "No." She said, "Well, then don't let it bother you." In other words, if you don't catch what people throw at you, if you throw something sharp at me, I'm not going to try to catch it. I'm going to duck.
Right.
And so I stopped letting that bother me, but the work I do today, and I want to share this in this way if I may, is the word judgment. So I created in my work what I call a signature system called the three levels of awareness. Because the Enneagram to me can be a process of knowing ourselves in new ways that transform literally every aspect of our lives. And level one is, who am I? So if I put my hand on my chest, I'm like, who am I for real? I mean, you know, not who do I hope people think I am or any persona that I'm trying to be, but I need to be really transparent and authentic. Who am I? Level two would be, who are you? And here's that key word, without any bias, without my opinion, and without any judgment. You just get to be you. That's liberating right there for people. Level three is now, back to that word you shared earlier, is how do we connect? Because until we really connect, we're not communicating, we're just taking turns talking. And each of these nine personalities really have an energy that communicate in a very unique way, whether they're healthy or unhealthy. But when I, again, looking back at that word judgment, it's that, so I took the thing that hurt me as emotionally, if you will, as a child. If you look at that as a rock and you turn that over, I transform that now, and that's the gift I teach.
Okay.
So when people are starting their business, sometimes we, you know, we kind of get out of our lane a little bit. But look at what it is that was one of the most incredible lessons that you've experienced in your life, and can you transform that and turn that into a passion that can now be transformed into your economic engine that will drive you so that you don't have to walk in this journey anymore.
I see. I am speechless because that is powerful in itself. Go over that once more.
Which part?
Uh-oh, you were speaking from the spirit. You were, well, first of all, I want to accentuate on this because I put an asterisk beside it, and I don't want to forget this. This is very powerful what Stephen has said, ladies and gentlemen. Until we connect, we are just taking turns talking. And that happens so much in business today or in networking arenas today. We're just taking turns talking, and we have to connect. And that was not a strength for me. That's something that I had to learn, because when you're coming from a ministry level, if you will, into the business sector, you're used to talking and you're used to sharing, but not necessarily connecting. I like the way Stephen was breaking down transformation. Many Stephen throw around the word transformation. That is the word of the season, but not really understanding what true transformation is and being able to break it down. And it's important that we know that and that we understand that so that we're actually achieving that. So would you talk a little more about what exactly is transformation? What is it? No one really defines it. Everyone just puts it up on their blog or their website or next to coach and say, you know, transformation or learn how to be your authentic self. But no one's really explaining to people what that is.
Well, and you know, and the thing with it is there's no guru needed. So I want to say that when people say, I'm the transformation guru. Okay, I'm glad that that's your title on your business card. Because here's how simple it is. Is transformation, we don't want to make it complex, is simply if you were to change your thought about something, that in itself was transformation.
Wow.
If I were to of a
the mindset.
That, the mindset. And here's a way that if ever we process thoughts. We can't stop our minds from thinking, but I would rather feel things first and then make my mind make sense of it rather than to think things. I know some people that they don't even feel their emotions, they think them. They're incredibly intelligent. We all are. So when I look at that transformational piece, you know, a way to really make a transform right now is if anybody listening on the call right now, no matter what it is you're thinking as we're sharing this conversation, if I were to ask you, what would be a better thought? If you diverted your attention from the thoughts you now have to searching for a better thought and you landed on a better thought, you just transformed yourself.
Wow.
You don't need
How
any help with that.
How simple is that?
What's a better thought? So if I have a thought about something like, oh, my God, I can't believe I was so dumb with that, what would be a better thought than that? Well, let's see. What's the lesson with this? I really wasn't dumb. I may have made a wrong turn. So I don't have to beat myself up in order to transform. And it really is, if you look at If you move this further in the business world and the way that I teach this system of the Enneagram, is that the transformation is, you know, the word manipulation, for example, has a lot of negative connotations.
Yes, it does.
Now, if anybody, have you ever been to a chiropractor?
No, I've not.
But you know people that have.
Yes.
Right? And I have been. And I've never seen anybody run out of the chiropractor's office screaming that my chiropractor just manipulated me. But chiropractors do spinal manipulation. They just move things around. They align them up a little bit. So manipulation simply means to move things around. So, for example, if I look at these personality types, for example, if I look at that type 6 personality, which is referred to as a loyalist, well, a loyalist has a high need for security. And when they feel safe, they're very loyal. But if I have a friend of mine who's a loyalist, and all of a sudden if I see them start to get anxious, if I simply say, what would make this safer for you right now? And the guy went, oh, man. I spoke his language. So what I want people to see is, and when I talk about the connection has to happen first, it's just like if you spoke French and I spoke German, we're just taking turns talking. But if you spoke French and I also speak that language and I start speaking your language, no matter what it is I'm saying, you're so excited we just connected in the same language.
Yes.
Now we can communicate from there. Until that point, I wrote an article years ago called Talking Versus Communicating, but we were taught how to talk. We weren't taught how to communicate. Big difference between talking and communicating. Now, when you talk, I wrote something I wanted to share that might tie in well with this right now. When you talk about transformation, again, the title of my book I'm currently writing is called Personality Intelligence, and I wrote this quote about it. Personality intelligence reveals our possibilities while living, observing, and guiding the very thoughts that influence the thoughts and emotions in who we are. Energy, intention, and action embody the presence of our thoughts and emotions, and the blessing is to experience our life with more love than judgment, more faith than fear, more joy than sorrow, and more thrive than survive. If you can transform just that thought. You want a little, don't survive. Surviving is the minimum. How do I thrive? I was on a call yesterday with a young lady that, I'll keep her name private, but she's an attorney and she was doing some business development. And I asked her, how are things going? And she said, well, it's a little slower than I wanted to do. And I said, you know, one of the things I learned when I went to a networking function was, you know, anybody that's starting a business has been to one of these networking events where you collect a lot of business cards and you just try to follow up and try to figure out who are the best ones to follow up on. I said, you're working too hard. I said, if I want to be influential, if I walk into a networking event and I go up to either someone that looks familiar or even if they don't, and I simply ask the question, I'm new here. And, you know, I've really heard a lot of good things about this organization. Who would you say are the three most influential people in this organization? And the guy said, well, you know, old Bob over there, he's one of the co-founders, and this guy over here and this lady here, I met the three most influential people. It'd be like if I walked into a place for lunch with Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods, people would wonder who I am. That's called
right. Influence.
Everybody that was at that event saw me talking to the three most influential people, and all of a sudden everybody wanted to know me. So I got the three most important business cards and was in and out of the networking event in less than 45 minutes rather than hanging out for 3 hours trying to figure out what to do.
Look at the wisdom that we're getting, the nuggets that we're getting, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that. And just that one statement alone, Stephen, that is remarkable. Absolutely remarkable.
Well, thank
Continue,
you.
Continue, please. Please share more.
Well, you know, it's I look at the process just of understanding people. Sometimes when people have asked me, they said, why is it that you have taken the pathway that you do, and tell me again what it is that you teach? And I use a philosophy called tell, teach, tell. And I was taught when I was in my mid-20s that any time you listen to another speaker, you go to an event, or whatever it is you're doing, you want to take notes as though you are going to teach it. And when you do it that way, you will learn it three times as fast. Because if I take notes like I'm going to go back and teach it to my team after I go to hear a speaker, if I can teach it, I own it. It's now mine. And so that tell, teach, tell philosophy is, I'm going to tell you what it is we're going to cover today, and then I'm going to teach you what I just told you we're going to cover, and now you tell me what it is that you got, and if it wasn't what we came here to teach, then I'm not done. We're going to do it until you can go home with it. That moves people's self-esteem and self-confidence to a level that is incredible. Yeah, you walk with a little bit of a swagger when you know you got it.
Yes, you do. That confidence, inner confidence, it shows on the outside in your stance, your walk, your radiance. And look how simple it was to achieve it.
Radiant. I'll share a compliment. One of the most encouraging or inspirational compliments of me that I overheard. One of the events I went to, a friend of mine had his 50th birthday party and was outside a Mexican restaurant, and about 50 people I knew showed up. And so I got there, and I saw a lady that was a chiropractor, another lady that had her own business, and at the door, and we knew who each other were, and we stopped and said hello. And every time you walk into anywhere and how you live your life is be authentic, and I mean, resonate with such a glow, and I'll show you what I mean by that, how everybody can do it. But I walked in with an energy that was big. And I said hi to these two people, and then I kind of stepped a little bit further in, looking around, and I heard one of them say to the other, can you feel his energy when he walks in? And I had no idea that I had my energy up that high that they could feel it. I was just trying to feel good for myself. But when your energy is good, people, you don't have to go find them. They will find you. If it's really dark outside in a park and you really can't see your way, if somebody flips on a big flashlight, that just helped me find out where I'm at. We resonate toward the light. And if you look at the most number one best-selling book in the world, I am the truth, the light, and the way. So when I stand in my truth and I stand as the light, it's a lot easier for me to see my way.
Beautiful. We migrate, we go towards the light, the way, the truth, and the life. And listening to Stephen, he's letting you know that it's not just words in the book. It's effective in your personal life. It's effective in your business life. And people swarm towards that light. We're now going to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen, and then we shall return again with Stephen Eric Connor. We'll be back.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Okay, here we go. We're back in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. I want to apologize. There was a mute button on, and you did not hear what I was saying. And what I was saying is we want to welcome back Stephen. Before the break, he has shared with us so much. And three things that stuck out to me was, number one, Stephen said there's no guru needed to reach transformation. He also said connection. You must first speak their language before we can connect. Now, this is very important in our personal life, in our family as parents, and even in our ministry. If we don't speak the language of those that are coming to us to learn more, then it's impossible to have a connection. And also, he explained manipulation, that it's not such a negative word. Manipulation, he gave us the definition, it means to move things around. And a wonderful analogy, moving a chiropractor. So again, welcome back, Stephen, Eric Connor. And we have much more information that we had before you came in as a guest, and we're excited, Stephen, to hear more.
Well, thank you. I'm enjoying the show as well. I'll start out with another acronym that really stands tall for me, and I think it's made a difference in a lot of people's lives as well, that I've shared it with. It's faith. You know, when we have faith, we have hope. And one of the things that says, you know, you have such little faith. When I just increase my faith, but an acronym for faith is F-A-I-T-H, is finding answers in the heart. There's not a lot to think about with that, because if I'm thinking about it, I'm not in my heart. And so that, because I read a book years ago called Boundaries, and it said everything on the inside of your skin is yours and everything on the outside is not yours, including your kids. And our skin is a boundary in who I am and who we are. And, you know, I want to share with that also that when I talk about the finding the answers in the heart is the only organ in our body that resonates with a rhythm and an energy and a power. If our head is vibrating, that's called a headache. So when our hearts, when we look for our answers there, that's the starting place. We can't live without it. And I had a debate, if you will, a very little brief debate with a doctor friend of mine. And I said, what's more important, the head or the heart? And he said, the head. And I said, no, that's the heart. And I said, let me give you an analogy. We could go to a hospital and find somebody that has been clinically diagnosed as brain dead, but their heart still beats. But if your heart stops beating, I don't care how smart you are.
Look at that. Look at that. Ladies and gentlemen, again, he just completely aligns with the Word of God. The heart is the most important organ. You know, in the Word, it says when you follow Christ and you make a decision to do so, you have to receive him in your heart. So you have to receive the way, the truth of life and life in your heart. The Word also says where the heart is, so is your treasure. And now he's explaining to you, to each of us, how important that is in your business as well.
Yes. And, you know, somebody shared with me years ago, I certainly can't take credit for it. They said, Stephen, you're trying to be successful and you're doing the minimums. And I said, well, what do you mean? And I heard, because I had just heard somebody's testimony, and I thought, man, that was amazing. And he said, you can't have a testimony until you pass the test. The test.
Right.
And so I went, wow. And so from there, I spun out of that thought. And so anything that happens in my life, I always ask, what's the lesson? I don't need to repeat the experience, but if you don't get the lesson, you got to go take that class again. What's the lesson here? And when I see the lesson, I am now back to transforming because I got that one. At one of my first mentors told me when I got into a sales career, said, I hope you make mistakes every day. And I thought, man, that sounds harsh. And then she said, just let them be different mistakes. Don't keep repeating the same ones. And I thought, okay, now I get it.
Isn't it amazing how simple things can be, Stephen, if we're just willing to open up our mind, to be willing to let our mind that has been set in a different path and based on what we've learned through life, if we just open up our mind and allow information to be come into our mind and be received in our heart, we'll find out things did not have to be as complicated as we were putting it out to be.
Yes. In fact, something I do for myself is I look for clarity. Clarity helps me keep things more simplified because I can make things complex in the way that I think and the way I've studied and been taught. And so the simplicity, for example, there was a client that I was on a coaching call with in Texas, and they were holding on to something. They wanted to go get to another level, but what they were holding on to was really keeping them stuck. And I kept trying different ways for them to see it. And I saw myself on the telephone kind of holding as I had my fist clenched out, and I was like, come on, get this. And I went, okay, here's what I want you to do. I thought, there's a sign. I asked her, I said, I want you to ball your fist up, and I want you to make it as tight as you can. I said, if you make it really tight, after a few minutes, or a few seconds, it starts to feel tense and feels cramped. I said, that's how tight you're holding on to the current thought you have. Now, when you let go, two things happen simultaneously. Now, you open up your fist and you let it roll out as your palm. Your hand gets to relax, and now your hand is open to receive the gift you've been longing for.
That is beautiful. And so easy to picture in one's mind what it is that you're saying.
Yeah.
Stephen, I'm feeling that someone is thinking this, so I'm going to ask it on their behalf. We were talking earlier about the necessity of looking at and having five. Who are your five most influential people in your life? So
yes.
What if there is someone that does not have anyone that influences their life? What do you suggest?
The first person is you got to start with yourself. How are you influencing yourself? So when because a lot of times when we're not sure, we can isolate ourselves. But I need to be, you know, I read something years ago and said, people treat you how you demand to be treated. And I thought, well, if I'm not really thinking highly of myself, why would anybody else? And so I thought, how am I influencing me? And I can do that with simple things. I started reading every morning for 30 minutes. I thought, I exercise my body, I'm going to exercise my mind. I'm going to eat healthier. Every time I have a negative thought, I'm going to transform it and say, what's a better thought? I really wanted to get to that point where now I'm attracting people that can help in my transformation of influence in a very positive way as I move forward. But you got to start with yourself. Otherwise, you become a coach.
Okay. No, I'm just taking notes here myself, Stephen. You have to start with yourself.
Yes.
And you mentioned codependency.
Well, and the codependent is... For example, as a professional coach, I don't want any clients to have to, quote, need me. Because if they do, then I didn't help them. I want them to be able to realize that this is their journey. You know, I'm just here with you. I'll give you an example of that. My daughter, when she was 18, and she knows the story, I got her a new car, and she wanted to go to L.A. and go to, you know, with her boyfriend at the time. And I said, I don't think that's a good idea. My intuition was screaming. She said, Dad, don't you trust me? I said, it's not that. I don't trust the other people. You're a good driver. Long story short, she went over with her boyfriend at the time, and they were in an auto accident where he ran into the back of a truck and the car was totaled. I had just got And now the old Stephen would have been, now see what I told you, now I got to get an insurance company. I thought, I'm not going there. See, that's what the transformation is and what I teach in the Enneagram is that in my personality would have gone to a default mode, and I saw it and I stopped it. And she called me, and, you know, the kids have that tone. She said, "Dad," and I went, "I don't like that tone. I know that one." And she said, "No, don't get mad." And she told me what happened. Well, she got a ride back that next day, and she walked in the door, and she gave me a big hug. This is what I want people to hear. And she said, "Dad, why didn't you get mad or raise your voice?" And I simply said, "This is not my lesson. It's yours. I'm just supposed to assist you along the way. Why would I have to take on her lesson? That wasn't mine." I said, "Your lesson is you don't have a car right now."
And so wow, that is powerful.
We have to be careful what we take on. We can't. You know, it was easy for me as I was a rescuer for a long time, and it was interesting that a lady I had interviewed back in the 90s came in. I asked her for her resume, and she said, "I don't have one," and she was kind of sassy, and I thought, well, she's got silver hair. I mean, she's got to have worked somewhere. And I said, "Well, what have you been doing all your life?" And she said, "I've been a nun." I went, "Okay, so you've been working for God. Your references are good." And I thought, "I'm not." I said, "Why are you here?" And she said, "I came to give you a message, but I don't know what it is yet." She was with me for 6 weeks, walked into my office, and told me it was time to go back to the church. And she said, "The message for you is that you are a rescuing personality. I've watched you." And I was trying to pretend like she didn't just hit me between the eyes, because I knew that. I just didn't know how to get out of it. And I said, she said, "Do you know why you rescue people?" And I said, "No, why?" She said, "People that were never rescued themselves feel like they need to rescue other people. Was there anything in your life as a child where someone didn't show up for you?" Wow.
Wow. I think we're all having a wow moment, Stephen.
And from that point, I started looking at, I don't rescue people, but I will walk with you in this journey. Because if I rescue, you're going to always be codependent or powerless in my presence. I want you to be incredible and amazing the way you were created to be, because it had nothing to do with me at the time you were born.
Okay, and that's what Stephen means when he says, look at self first.
Yes.
Wow. That was so powerful. And you know, even when we look at our children, ladies and gentlemen, as parents, when you're having one of those moments and with your own children, you know, with our own children, and they're doing things that you can't seem to get to them. You remember what Stephen has said. They have their journey to go through, and it is our responsibility to let them go through their journey, give them the information that they need. They have to go through their journey and be there to help them see, have clarity in what they went through, so that they not only see the lesson, but they learn the lesson. But we cannot not act in love. We cannot act in anger. We cannot be so frustrated that they cannot absorb the lesson and come out of it better learned. In just 3 minutes, Stephen, you have opened eyes so wide. Ladies and gentlemen, he doesn't just speak from the business aspect. You know, you can tell by what he's saying, the love of the Lord that he has in his heart. And for those of you that are thinking, well, you know what, he never really experienced anything. He said, you know, where he was raised and so forth and so on. But I'm here to tell you, there is none of us can share such wisdom without having their own story. And Stephen, you shared that with me. Will you share it with our audience?
Yes, I will. I'll take it back even before me, is that my grandfather, who was an amazing man, both of them were, you know, my mom grew up on a farm. and my mom's maiden name is Brown. And my grandfather traced our family heritage back to 1768. And my sixth generation of grandfather's name was Godfrey Brown, and was born a slave on a tobacco plantation in Virginia. In 1820, his master set him free, and he asked about his nine children and three grandchildren. And his master said, well, you got to buy their freedom for $5,650, back in 1820. Within 2 years as a freed man, Godfrey worked around the clock on other plantations, saving $7,000, bought his family's freedom, moved from Virginia to Ohio, and built the first minority church in the state of Ohio called the Middle Run Baptist Church, which later became part of the Underground Railroad. If you write the name Brown on a piece of paper and write Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y, picking up the O in Brown, and you write that Godfrey vertical, and you draw a line around that, you'll see a cross, and that was when God freed the Browns. So I have a heritage where there's no way that I can sit here and think that my challenge is any bigger than what his was. Let's start there. And so when people ask my journey and my own testimony, I'm going to really just summarize it real quick, is that I've been in 46 of the 50 states. I've had a chance to travel. I've been in three auto accidents where I was totaled. One knocked me out of the car and drugged me 18 feet where I saw the bright light of God say, do I have your attention? I was a national athlete in track and field back in the day. I was a single father who raised both of my kids by themselves from the time they were 2 years old. I chose a wrong business partner that caused me to lose my house and everything I saved for 18 years. And I simply woke up the next day and said, God, what's the lesson? And I saw the lesson. I wrote my first book, and I started on the journey I'm on now because I wasn't making the turn quick enough, so God created some things that happened in my life, and I looked at the lessons and made the turn, and here I am today.
What does one say when they hear a testimony like that, except, oh, but God? This is why he has so much to share, because he had a personal experience. And he has made the choice to turn his life around. And you know what? He is giving back. He is giving back in word and power and testimony. He's sharing his life with us, being completely transparent. There is no way that if we're listening to his story and listening to what he has to share, that we cannot move forward. Now, we're going to go a few minutes, 10 minutes or so past the hour, because I want to make sure that you have certain information, and then definitely about Stephen. For those of you that did not get to take the notes that you wanted to take, don't be discouraged, because immediately the broadcast is saved in the archives and you can listen to it over and over again and record those nuggets that will just inspire, empower, and assist you in your great breakthrough. I also want you to know that Stephen is available. Listen, if you do not have those influencers in your life, you can still get them by following those that are influential, reading their books, going to their conferences, making it a point to go to the workshops. You can build your life still with those that are influential. Stephen, will you please share with our audience how they can contact you, how they can reach you to get additional information, to find out more about what you do, to bring you in to speak for conferences? Can you share that information with them?
Absolutely. Thank you. Everything that I'm doing right now, Beverly, revolves around personality intelligence. And the piece of that is the way I'll say it this way, is it's the evolution of emotional and mental intelligence in every way you think, feel, and communicate. And so I want to maybe even go one step beyond what you mentioned. So what I'd like to do is, my website is I'm rebranding, which is going to be, I'm really excited to get this done, but I'm rebranding my website, which is StephenEricConnor.com. But you can certainly email me at Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, at StephenEricConnor, and it's spelled S-T-E-V-E-N-E-R-I-C-C connor.com. And what I'd like to do for anybody that is interested in learning a little bit more and maybe sharing a one-on-one conversation, if you email me and then just put in the subject of the email, put Dr. Beverly Swanson, so I know that you're on the call, then I will email you, if you're interested, a free link to this assessment of the tools I use and teach. And then as my gift for our time together, I give you a 30-minute complimentary overview of your results in a phone conversation so that you can see if this is something that might be good for you as well.
Look at that. Look at that. That is, thank you so much for offering that to our audience, Stephen. Can you please take a little time and tell them about the book? And is it out or is coming out soon? You mentioned it several times. Personality.
It's coming out soon. I'm looking at the goal is within the next 90 days to have it into an editor. I've already got the cover of it designed. It's really a compilation, if you will, of my work and experiences. You know, I've taught classes where I had to create new curriculum every month for the last 2 years since I wrote my workbook. So I'm taking everything that I thought is the best of the best, whether it's relative to people that are entrepreneurs, if they're in leadership, if it's around parenting or relationships. Personality intelligence is a way I think people are going to really see more of their own power. And I think it's a prerequisite for mental and emotional toughness. It's an incredible awareness, and what I think people will get from it is understanding who they are and so that they can start their moment of transformation. If they haven't already, they can start it. If they already are in the process of that transformation, boy, I tell you, this is going to allow them to take it to another level. Give me an example of what I mean by that. I know we're a little over time. But if you put a bright light above your head and you bring that light, if you envision that light like a meditation, bring it down through your body, that light has a dimmer switch. Sometimes we dim ourselves down to be in the presence of other people. I want people to turn that light up as bright as it can be, so bright that it expands and blows outside the outside of you to your arm width, and then that becomes your space in this world. And the good news is when the light's that bright, the darkness can't come into the light. You just protected everything about who you are and the energy in which you live.
See, there is so much more within him. So much more for you to just glean from with Stephen. That's why it is imperative that you contact him and continue to follow him as he offers these nuggets. Make sure you know when that book is coming out. He may even have pre-sales. You can email him and find out. But I just want to, again, thank Stephen for coming here and joining us on the broadcast and sharing such exhilarating information that with the audience and myself. Again, thank you, Stephen. I just want to suggest to everyone, be sure to listen to the broadcast over and over again. It's just too much information not to make sure that you have absorbed it in your heart so that you can move forward on it. Again, if you need influencers, you don't have any, he is very personable, and he will guide you in the right direction. If you contact him, and he'll let you know what he has available for you. Those that are in ministry and in business, we are kings and priests today, and that was under the anointing of the Melchizedek. But in order to be able to transform from the ministry into business, we're going to have to know how to connect with people where they are. You're going to have to understand how to do that, how to be that communicator so that our businesses and ministries can enhance and we can reach more people, just as Stephen is able to do that by sharing his testimony. He's living his life according to the word. He is the light, and his light is shining within the darkness. So make sure you get that website down, Well, he says it's a new branding. That's exciting. I can't wait to see that. I know it's going to be energized just by looking at the homepage itself. But you make sure that you email him for additional information for contact. Next week, we look forward to having you back. Remember, Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough is weekly on Wednesdays. And we look forward to you coming back next week for the next show. To find out more about Eagle Wings and what it is that Dr. Beverly does, please go to the website, and that is DrBeverlySwanson. What is that? DrBeverlySwanson.com. If you would like more information on the new teaching seminar series that I have out for ladies only, truth be told, you can email me at info@drbeverlyswanson.com, and you can find out about all the other services that I do for consulting and counseling and many, many products on there for wisdom enhancing. So make sure you check that out for us, and we're going to once again, our audience and myself, say, Stephen, we appreciate you. We appreciate the wealth of information that you have to share with us, the wisdom nuggets that you have. And you have been truly one of the best guests that I've had on this broadcast. And I look forward to you coming back and sharing more. I hope you agree to that.
Thank you.
All righty. And in that case, the show, unfortunately, is concluded. How I hate saying goodbye. But we'll see you next week on Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough.